At Ben and Kelly Show, social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can DM us a question, an issue that you may be having. We can turn around. And even if we think it's kind of cut and dry, we'll toss it out to our listeners, see if we can get you a little bit more clarity.
Laura says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've been dating a guy for just over 2 months. We decided that we'd like to give a relationship a shot and not, you know, let each other go out with anyone else, ruin what we might have.
Right, sure.
We have hung out every Friday night since we met.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells me that he can't hang out this Friday because he has to escort one of his friends to a fancy charity gala that she has.
Mm-hmm.
He says that she uses him as her plus one because it's just easier knowing that they are only friends and there won't be any weird romantic entanglements.
Okay.
Now, I know he said this last part for my benefit, so I wouldn't be jealous or feel threatened, but it didn't work. I don't care if there's nothing romantic and he has zero attraction to her. Being a convenient on-call date goes out the window once you're in an exclusive relationship, right?
Mm.
I didn't make an issue about it, but I'm kind of ticked off.
Okay.
Do I stay silent, say something, or just move on?
Say something. I mean, are they really exclusive if he's still going out with friends who are girls on to fancy galas?
This is kind of like a tough one. Typically, I'd be like, no, he's your boyfriend. He doesn't go out on date type situations with other women.
Right, right. Exactly.
But I don't know if it's like one of his best friends or whatever, if they had a long standing agreement that he was going to be her date. Maybe before they started dating 2 months ago.
There's a couple things that we don't know that I think would help. One, do we know if Laura knew of his friend before this?
Right.
Like, yeah, is this...
What's the timeline of that agreement to be her date?
Like, is this
fancy gala?
A friend that has been around her boyfriend for, you know, ever since you knew him, and it's kind of understood, but... Then you kind of assumed that once you guys made it exclusive that she would no longer, you know, be friends with him or something like that. Like that's the thing that we don't know. And then, yeah, you're right. The timeline on the ask, like, did he get asked way before you guys started seeing each other or making it exclusive?
I feel like if that's the case, then maybe you just let him go. But then after this, say, all right, so let's go ahead and not do that again. Let's not be a date for any other female, because now I'm your girlfriend, you just be my date. And then they can find another person to be their date.
Yeah, and they've only seen each other for 2 months, and it sounds like they really only have one day a week where they connect. So...
But at the same time, they've decided they're in a relationship
that's true.
Now.
That's true. She
so
did
I
say that.
That's the biggest factor.
All right, she did say that, because I was going to say... Does he know that you're now
in
an exclusive relationship?
They decided they're going to give a relationship a shot.
All right,
so
yeah,
that
you're right,
tells
you're right,
me we've decided, okay, I'm just dating you.
Right, right. Except for her, she's just a friend, and I'm going to go to this fancy cocktail
dinner.
There's
not like any kissy stuff with that. Just, you know, going to be your date. Sit next door at the dinner.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
how much
do you trust him and let him? I think you said it best, you know, let him go. But then after this, be like, you know what?
No more of that.
Yeah. I get that, you know, you had already made a commitment to her.
Maybe this is grandfathered in this time, but this from this moment forward, we're not doing that again.
All right. Well, Laura, good luck with that. You know, exclusivity is something that you got to have both parties agree to and understand what the terms are.
So, exactly.
Hopefully this helps. Laura, good luck. And... someone texted, is it the regatta gala? I don't know, maybe. That would be funny. All right, well, hey, keep us posted.